and a war. We could have one, it could be a soldier or anyone who dies for a while, has a near-death experience, and we show that, you know, the classical stuff. In fact, we can put that also, which I saw today, in a near-death experience count of there being several worlds existing parallel. That account is, by the way, on YouTube, Coming Home channel, pronounced dead for 5 minutes, man describes his journey into the afterlife. So anyway, now I'm a little inspired again by Alphaville, by Godard, at 48:55. There, he's put in some strange room where he's questioned by some voice who wants to know how he got there through the space. And it's a kind of science fictionish theme here. So we can do something similar where you have this man or woman who had this near-death experience taken away, I mean, politely, but still, and to some institute where he's put in a room and questioned in this way. And we find then, we can understand then that this voice could be a little bit taken from this Godard thing. Those who are behind that voice, there, those who that person represent, you can understand that they are seriously investigating, researching now, trying to understand the other worlds. And of course, they don't. The scientists and all of those, they pretend it doesn't exist still, they just stay in the old tracks. But now it has got so far in the world, among people in general, that they, first of all, have to take it seriously, but also they start to, of course, I mean, these people may be military people. They need to investigate everything, just like the Russians and maybe even the Americans did about remote viewing or whatever it's called. PSI, ESP, that kind of stuff. So here they are really trying to understand the different worlds, and if one can at will travel between them and, you know, get powers or knowledge or help or whatever, what can you get? And of course these people and this man, they just speak about love. They try to explain, you know, it's, you're not trying here to exploit that, those other worlds too. What are you going to do? To invade them? And what for? For getting power or and riches even more than you have? Wake up. So then he's trying to explain, and those in those worlds have explained that to him or her. The more sattvic view, that happiness comes from within, and it's all about love. Thinking we instead of me and you and them. And so on.